AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Good morning. China has been conducting what it describes as precision missile strikes in the Taiwan Strait and the waters off Taiwan's eastern coast, part of military exercises around the self-ruled island, which Beijing claims is its own. It comes in reaction to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit. In Ukraine, the city of Nikopol was one of several targets of Russian shelling today. It's near Ukraine's biggest nuclear power plant, and UN Nuclear Chief Rafael Grossi warns that plant is in bad shape.
Zaporizhia is completely out of control. There are some contacts, they are faulty, they are patchy, they are not what you would expect and need to have.
In Russia, basketball star Brittany Griner apologized to her family and teams in her drug possession trial.
I've never meant to hurt anybody. I've never meant to put in jeopardy the Russian population. I've never meant to break any laws here.
Prosecutors asked for a sentence of 9.5 years. The verdict is expected today. Washington correspondent Sagar Magani now with fresh jobs news.
Jobless aid claims rose by 6,000 last week. The total number of Americans collecting jobless benefits went up 48,000. American employers posted fewer job openings in June, though the figure is still high, and the labor market is still considered strong, even as the economy deals with decades-high inflation and rising interest rates. Still, tomorrow's July jobs report is expected to show employers added 250,000 jobs last month, a healthy number in normal times, but it would be the lowest one since December 2020. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And mortgage rates have slipped again despite the Fed hiking interest rates. Freddie Mac puts the average for a 30-year fixed below 5%. This is AP News. Correspondent Donna Warder has the latest in the sentencing trial of the confessed shooter in the Parkland, Florida school massacre.
Jurors in the trial of Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz are expected to visit the high school where the mass shooting happened. The 12 jurors and 10 alternates will be bused today to Parkland's Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, where Nicholas Cruz killed 14 students and 3 staff members 4 years ago. The building has been sealed and surrounded by a chain-link fence, and rooms inside the 3-story building are still blood-spattered with bullet holes. Prosecutors are hoping the visit will help prove that the former Stoneman Douglas student's actions were cold, calculated, heinous, and cruel. The 23-year-old Cruz pleaded guilty in October to 17 counts of first-degree murder. This trial is only to decide whether he's sentenced to death or life without parole. I'm Donna Warder.
Prosecutors are expected to rest their case shortly after the visit. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.